Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. If you have your Bible, or if you're out walking, I guess I probably should read this to you first, but I was thinking about Psalm 18 for our time this today. I'm thinking about I will call upon the Lord as a theme for our Friday. And so Psalm 18, you got David, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I'm saved from my enemies. So I'm sure most of you that are listening to this Friday are aware of Psalm 18. You would probably use it often in your own life. If you're kind of like me, there's life gets going pretty fast, gets kind of crazy, and you're starting to think about different passages of scripture, different Old Testament, New Testament truth as you face the things that are in front of you. And so some fun facts. First off, you see the word rock. You find that, I was reading through one commentator, about 20 times through the Psalms. Fortress, a place where an individual is going to go for refuge or for protection. Shield is a place that, or a thing that someone can hide behind. In the horn of salvation, a lot of times, you know, if you're hunting, you're saying, oh, wow, look at that. I want to get that animal because of their horns, a demonstration of power and strength. And so there's some neat things that are in there for you and I as we gather on this Friday, thinking about God as being our stronghold. But what I want to point out to you is verse 3, I call upon the Lord. If you go down to verse 6, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. I think it's important for you and I as we enter into this Friday, there's a lot of times that we have biblical knowledge and understanding. I know that God is my refuge and my strength. I know that he's my stronghold. But there's also a time where I have to pause and you have to pause and say, okay, I need you. Or Jesus, what do you think about this? Or I don't know how to best process this. So I'm asking you for help. I'm calling on you out of my inadequacies, out of my not wisdom. I'm calling on you because I don't have the answer. I'm calling on you because I'm not sure what I need to do at this point. And so I think as you are enjoying your Friday, there's a lot of us that know, but few of us call. And so I want to encourage you today as you're going about life and things are coming your way to call for help, to pause and maybe not audibly at the office, or maybe if you're walking with your friends, you're not audibly saying, Jesus, I need your help, but you are in your time alone, or as you're sitting in the office, or as you're working through a situation, or you think about something that's going on with your family. You know this, he's a stronghold. You know he's a refuge, but will you ask him for help? Will you call and say, Jesus, I need you in this area of my life? And that's the example that we see from David. And now, did everything always work out and everything be okay instantaneously? No, but he left us words on how to navigate situations. And then there was some miraculous things where David called and God said, boom, taken care of, got it. And there's other opportunities where David called and God did not move in miraculous ways. And so he had to work through those difficult situations. Another great example of that is the Apostle Paul asking for the thorn in the flesh to be removed. God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. As you read through the book of 1 Peter, as we did, you know, chapter 1, for Communion Sunday at that table, at Jesus' table, things were not easy for Peter and that group of individuals. They were going to suffer. It was going to cost them to be believers. And so Peter wrote and said, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you've been born again to a living hope. And so I'm not sure if there was 85% of that crowd said, man, we've got a living hope so we can keep on going. We need to keep our, as Richard would say, shoulders up, chin, shoulders back, chin up, keep on going, young man. And so there's times that we're going to have to do that. And it's not going to be fun and it hurts and we're not going to get the answers that we want. But it's part of our relationship. It's part of us growing as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So just encouraging you today to call, encouraging you today not only to know biblical truth, know where your refuge is, know where your stronghold is, but then say, I need your help. I'm calling for you for help. So thanks for joining us. Father, thank you for this new day, the opportunity to live in Highlands County or other places around the world as people pick up the Let's Talk. But as we do that, help us to know who you are, Father, and then give us the courage to cry out to you for help. Give us courage to call on you when we don't have the answers, when things aren't making sense, that we call to you for wisdom and guidance. So thank you for this new day. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a great Friday.